Thank you, Madam Chair. On behalf of the two co-facilitators, Switzerland and Indonesia, I have the pleasure to introduce the draft resolution titled Strengthening of the Coordination of Emergency Humanitarian Assistance of the United Nations, which is contained in the document E/2021/L24. This year's draft resolution consists of 114 paragraphs, including 10 new paragraphs that are focused on addressing COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on humanitarian efforts. It addresses a number of issues, including anticipatory action, education, mental health and psychosocial support, famine and food insecurity, as well as access to immunization. The draft resolution was negotiated virtually in New York by all members and observer states and passed the silent procedure on the June of 14, 2021 without anyone breaking the silence. This is a demonstration of the consensual willingness from all delegations to have a solid framework to provide humanitarian assistance to the ones in need. Considering the aggravation of humanitarian situation during the COVID-19 pandemic. I thank all delegations for their support, as well as cooperative engagement, flexibility, and kind spirit in finding solution. I also would like to thank personally the two co-facilitators this year, Ms. Lucia De Sigis of Switzerland and Mr. Ricardo Ruru, my younger colleague of Indonesia, for their hard work. Madam Chair, the ECOSOC Humanitarian Affairs segment has been an essential platform for discussing activities and issues related to strengthening the coordination and effectiveness of humanitarian assistance of the United Nations. To that end, allow me to use this opportunity to congratulate Ambassador Pascal Berry-Swill and her team for successfully convening this year's ECOSOC Humanitarian Affairs segment. Thank you.